Denver, what's up? I'm adding a second show at Ball Arena, July 24th. Tickets go on pre-sale this Wednesday at 10 a.m. local time with the code word Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y. Go to TomSegura.com/tour for tickets. Thank you.
The funniest ones I ever got was when I did Comedy Central Presents. They didn't give me notes. They gave me the legal, what's it called? There's a department.
I forget what it's called.
To clear your
standards
jokes
and practices.
Yes. Your joke about how Indian people smell. It's like,
yeah,
this is not permissible. The Puerto Rican stabbing is fine.
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
Welcome back to
your mom's house.
Touching my camera through the fence, you faggot.
That's a new one for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. Welcome back. Welcome back to your mom's house. We're back in studio.
Back in studio jeans. We got these wind catchers, dream catchers. What are these? When I was doing...
It's for your peas.
For pop, and I used to work at Deke Entertainment,
yeah,
and I did voiceovers for various children's cartoons.
Yeah.
And this East Coast lady would be like, Christina, you popping your peas.
Yeah.
Quit popping your peas. So this helps with that.
No, when we did the audiobook here, they would also be like, got a little hot on that pea?
Yeah. You popping your pea.
Popping your pea, and I was like, eat my pussy.
Eat my shorts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I just realized today?
What?
I'm dressed like Ferris Bueller's mom.
Oh, yeah.
She has a very similar Cardi.
It also reminds me of somebody's outfit in Beetlejuice. You know,
yeah,
like the cool couple or something. Aren't they wearing like...
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
You're like Otto and Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah, they're wearing wild
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know, yeah, what I like about this sweater is that it comes looking old and shitty.
That's how it arrives.
Mm-hmm. Like it's
really?
that look where it's like punk. So we're like, we're gonna make it look crummy. And I pay a lot of money to make it look like holes.
So that was expensive.
Shitty. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So at least $5,000.
God, what?
Mm-hmm.
$5,000?
I want to look good for the show, though.
Yeah. Well,
oh yeah.
That's cool.
Well,
yeah,
he wears that.
He wears that. Yeah, but then there's like the couple. What's the couple? It's, no, not them. The guests.
Otto is the art, the designer.
Yeah.
Catherine O'Hara. Yeah. Otho.
But when they have like a dinner party, they really dress up.
That's when they sing.
There's a lot of like, yeah.
Deo. Misale, misale, misale.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a great movie.
So fun. Yeah. See, they're wearing like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they like. It is a great movie.
I really watch this one a lot.
I fucking love it. Michael Keaton's underrated.
So funny.
He was like a huge star because he was in major things. Then he just kind of took a step back. But damn, that guy's a great actor.
And he can do comedy and drama.
Yeah. Well, he did stand-up. He was a stand-up.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Michael Keaton did stand-up.
Well, that explains it.
Yeah.
What a talent.
Very talented dude.
You know how hard it is to do that Beetlejuice character?
He did Batman. Remember?
God, he was so good.
Yeah.
He was so good. I have yet to see the new Batman.
Yeah, there's mixed reviews, but I mean... You know, it's long, but I enjoyed it. It was an enjoyable.
Was there crying in it like there was in Spider-Man?
I mean, it's darker than Spider-Man is for fucking teenagers. Like, it's for kids. You watch that movie and you're like, this is a fucking kids movie.
Especially now when all the Spider-Men get together and cry about the bleeding pussies together in that one scene. Remember we saw that in the movie theater? I was like, what the fuck is this?
If you're a man and you like Spider-Man, you're a pussy.
That's okay? So true.
But
grow
like,
up.
Yeah. Batman at least has like a little fucking.
Well, Batman gets laid. Number one, he's got Vicky Vale.
Yeah.
He gets laid. He's got the cool cars. He's got the cool mansion. Spider-Boy lives with his auntie.
Yeah.
He can't even get MJ to suck his D.
He can't pay for his fucking phone bill. He doesn't have shit going on.
I gotta wrestle.
Yeah. And then he kills Batman's torn, but you know, somebody like that gives good D, right? Like he's all fucking.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I bet you Batman fucks.
Yeah. He does.
Because he's all tortured inside. He's like, oh, my family got murdered in front of me.
I don't think it necessarily.
I like that.
Feels good. But I think if you like to get hammered, that's probably what's happening with Batman.
Bat dick.
Yeah. I think bat dick is like really, you know.
See, Tom, this is where we disagree.
Yeah.
Because I would see that guy. He's all hard in the streets,
mm-hmm.
but he's soft in the sheets. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. I think once he trusts me.
He makes love to you?
Open your heart to me, baby.
You're like looking at his eyes and he's like, oh, looking down. See, I think he's just like the fucking Riddler. And he just.
No, he takes
and
his.
And you're like, ah. And that's when he comes, when he's like, solve that riddle. And he fucking nuts in you. And there's just bat juice dripping out of you all day.
I think you're not understanding the dichotomy of Batman.
I think you're not understanding how guys fuck.
Oh, my gosh. No, he takes his mask off for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he weeps with me.
Yeah, you would like that. Some goth gay shit. Because he is like a big goth guy.
That's
obviously.
Why I like him. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
But he's also an alpha.
I can't believe you like me.
Yeah, but you're an alpha.
Fucking bullshit that you're like. And then this guy had on his fucking mascara. And I was like, wow.
You mean all my trans boyfriends growing up?
Yeah.
Because now they'd be called trans. You know that. All my goth boyfriends.
Yep.
Yeah. No, but you know why I like you?
Why?
Because you've also got a brooding dark side, too. You're a comedian. You think we're all sunshine? No.
No, I know.
You get to be Cranky Bear.
I got your next boyfriend lined up for
where?
You. Ready?
Where? Which one?
Here you go.
If I could do a video half naked.
Cool.
Would you block me?
Ugh.
Would you like me? Would you hate me? Obviously... The shoes on the other foot, you could show your butt cheeks and, you know, barely have anything covering your privates and you get a million likes. What do I have to do to get a million likes? I'm just saying.
This shit is big time.
That's my man right there.
Don't
like
bring
him.
Anyone loving to this.
I like him.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
Mom Segura.
And
Christina
Montesky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Suck my
suck my fat dick and let the juices drip on your face. Suck my spider dick and let the juices fall in your butt.
Can't wait for all the emails from the Spider-Man pussy fans that will write in. We'll immediately delete.
Pansies. There's two things going on with this opening clip, which I really admire. Number one.
Oh, there's more than two.
Well, there's a lot going on.
Very cool guy.
And this is actually something I was thinking about this morning. So number one, he asks, it's kind of a rhetorical question. Like, what would you want me to, you want me to have my pants off? Or do you want to see? Like, he doesn't really want the answer, I feel.
You meet this guy in public. This is the guy. This is the same rationale. He's like, how come black people can say the N-word?
Yeah, 100%.
Why can't I? I don't get it. What's the big, I mean, you can say it, I can't say it. Like, he's wondering why hot chicks get likes.
Well, see, okay, so
naked. He's so, like, what about me?
That's the thing. And I've seen this over the years in comedy. Sometimes male comics will get bitter when a female blows up because of her looks or whatever.
Right, right.
Like, why come she got this TV show? Or why come she gets all these likes? It's like, dumb, who do you think is liking the picture? Other guys.
Yeah.
Who do you think's giving her these TV shows? Male executives.
Yeah.
So stop hating her.
Right.
Hate your fucking male compatriots, if that's the right word.
If she has no goods, it won't last.
That's true. It's a flash.
When these comics get mad about things, you're like, dude, if
don't worry about it.
Yeah, it won't last if
don't
it's no
worry
good.
About it. Yeah. And
just,
it doesn't.
It'll go away. You see the people that go away quickly.
I know.
They go away quickly for a reason. They don't have what it takes.
I know. They go up fast,
yeah,
and then the decline is even quicker, and then they're just gone.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's the worst one, that rapid, acceleration to the top, that almost always crashes quickly.
I know, slow and steady.
You should watch that shit like scared of it.
I know,
not wanting it.
Very rare has it sustained.
If somebody just blows up, yeah,
very rare. Then they can meet it with hard work and talent. But
yeah,
gosh, we've seen it. Anyway, I always find it kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's always great when guys are like, what the fuck, man? Chick's getting likes. It's like other guys are liking her.
Well, what if I did it? He was wearing very cool sunglasses for his video in his bedroom.
Thank you. I didn't even want to point those out because they were so radical.
The headboard, he's in bed.
Oh, yeah.
Is the sun shining?
In his bedroom.
I mean, why are you wearing that? First of all, those are the worst sunglasses you can buy.
The worst.
Like, whoever chooses that
the worst.
Usually, hangs them from a thing.
Or backwards.
They like to do backwards
on
the
neck.
For sure, yeah.
The Guy Fieri's.
I know he has, either yellow or orange on his truck, whichever color he's feeling more.
And he's got the sticker of the kid pissing.
Yeah, Chevy on a Ford.
Yeah. Oh, is that what that is?
Sure, yeah. It's like whatever he drives, he's pissing pissing on a Dodge or something. Yeah, for sure he does. Yeah.
No, interesting though, this to me reeks of
he definitely,
Florida. Is this Florida vibe?
It could be
trash?
Florida. And for sure he's gone to the nude place in Jamaica.
Sandals, no.
No, not sandals. No, sandals is nice.
He's like, not sandals.
Sandals
not my
is like
sandals.
Where couples go.
No, I know. You're thinking of, come on, we've talked hedonism.
Hedonism.
He definitely goes to hedonism.
Oh, yeah. He goes there and he's like, how come not everyone's sucking my dick right now?
Yeah, a lot of entitlement from him. Like, why?
Here, there is a part two to this video.
What are we waiting for?
I mean, yeah, I got a nice butt and everything else, but, I don't want to put that stuff out there and hear all these girls are putting their butts and their privates out there. I mean, you got women showing them breastfeeding their kids and stuff.
That's not the same.
That's crazy.
It's not the same at all.
Crazy.
Breastfeeding their kids.
Come on, y'all.
Y'all, uh-oh.
That's pretty ridiculous.
Okay.
Does this video get any engagement when he posts it? Like, does anyone actually go like, oh, this is an interesting conversation? You psycho.
Except for us. We're riveted, clearly.
Well, we are because we love to point out awesomeness.
Yeah. Is he drunk or high? That's really the...
Drinks. He drinks.
He's a drinker.
He's not high. Yeah.
No, he can't.
Yeah. He drinks like hard and early too.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has morning drinks.
He did say y'all, which might be Tejas.
Does
Florida Trash say y'all too?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
I remember.
Please. We were in Florida.
Last time we were in Florida, and we were coming out of the Starbucks parking lot, and there was this kid in flip-flops and like jorts, like those long jean shorts over the knee, and shirtless. And like those shades, and you're like, oh, that's a specific form of Florida trash right there.
Yeah. There's a real look to Florida trash. Yeah. I've seen it a lot.
Yeah. Like when you're from somewhere, you know your type of trash better than anything else.
100%.
Yeah.
Like Valley trash.
100. Yeah. Like Zolo and I can attend and Nadav to a Valley trash.
See, to me, Valley trash is way.
Yeah. Go ahead. Let's play this game.
It's almost like I think foreign trash, foreign meaning foreign to you, is always way scarier to the person. So Valley trash to me, I'm like, phew. Like I think about like, you know, just, I don't know. It scares me in a different way.
Sure, sure.
Florida trash, it can be very scary, but it's also more familiar. Like I know that piece of shit. You know what I mean?
Yes, it doesn't scare you. Because Florida trash scares me more than Valley trash. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a few types of Valley trash. Number one, I'm going to go with really tight skinny jeans, too tight. To where the stomach bulges over, right? That's like a number one rule to Valley trash. I'm gonna go with long nails, white manicure, like white nails, right? Or white pedicure, white French. Obviously, like a bad tit job.
See, pull up extensions. Pull up Bloodline on Netflix.
Oh my God, that guy.
There was a guy that played a Florida white trash piece of shit, and he nailed it so well. I'm trying to think of the character's name.
I know you're talking about.
Maybe it's Eric the or something. Uncle. Go.
It's no. him. It's Ben. Go one more. That guy.
No,
doesn't he play it? Danny.
No, that's not the character.
That's not the piece of shit.
Scroll. I'll tell you who it is. It's right there.
Eric.
Jamie. Eric. Yeah.
Yeah.
He plays Eric. That guy. Yeah. Type in Eric. Bloodline Eric. I hit the images. That fucking scumbag. I knew 1,000 guys like that.
Yeah.
And you see them, and what you do is you just go like, all right, like stay away from this guy. It's the kind of guy who goes, hey, man. Hey, I saw you got a scratch on your side of your car. You want me to fix that for you? You're like, no, I don't. I'm good. I like scratches. Like, they're always up. They always have an angle, you know? White trash always has an angle.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like.
Oh, 100%. I just had some trash guy.
Can you help me out?
Can you help me out? I had a guy try and sell me a dog the other day.
Yeah.
He's like, you like dogs?
Go to the
like,
other image. Go down one. Sorry.
Try to sell me a
See
puppy.
That neck beard? All that white trash has like neck beard in Florida. His beard is all the way down here. Yeah. He's a real fucking scumbag. And they all have shirts like that. You know, sleeveless shirts. It's hot as fuck down there.
Filthy hands.
Yeah, they always try to sell you something, like you were saying. They sell shit to you.
And a rope necklace. Always a stupid necklace. Yeah.
That guy nailed that. I mean, really nailed it.
Is that a shark tooth on
What's his real
his
name? Because he's fucking phenomenal in that.
Jamie McShine.
McShine?
Jamie.
Really?
Jamie McShane.
Okay. All right, Jamie McShane. Did a good job.
Jamie McShine.
That sounded like a fucking circus name. Okay. No, he was phenomenal. Yeah. Oh, so good.
Yeah. Trash.
You know, just so you know, this guy in that video.
I got a nice butt.
He's got a nice butt. Mm-hmm. You want to see it?
No. Why can't I get laid? What's up with that?
Can you picture what he would be like to make love?
Stop.
No, because you said you knew what Batman was like. So what's he like?
Hold on. He's gross. Like, he's, hold on. He's like one of those guys that's like, yeah, oh, you're gonna, yeah, come over here, babe. Like, he's gonna be very chatty with you, mm-hmm. and he thinks like he's the man.
Yeah.
Right? Like, get
well,
over
well, he
here.
Thinks this is a clever observation. You understand? He posted this because he's like, I got one. So that's what he's going to be like in conversation.
It's his hot take.
Yeah. You ever notice? It's going to be Chevy. You're like, yeah, I have noticed.
Because I have an IQ over 50. Yeah.
You ever notice women wear high heels and they look taller? They're not that tall. And you're like, that's a good observation.
Oh, God. Yeah. What do you think he's like in bed?
Hard and fast.
Yeah. He sucks. He's a terrible lay.
I think he comes
he's no Batman.
Quick. No. Yeah, you really think Batman's going to really make
he's
love.
The best of all the superheroes that I could have sex with.
No
Superman,
way.
Lame as shit.
Superman in bed
I just,
is Superman.
But his dick
doesn't stop being Superman.
But that's what I'm saying is that his dick will like break you in half. It'll go
no,
up
he,
inside
he'll
ta- of you.
He'll take it out. He'll take it easy.
You think he can pull back on his super strength when he's banging? And he's carried
he
away in
time.
Ecstasy?
He can pick you up. Right?
No, I would like that part,
yeah,
but I'm afraid of his strength.
Then he's not going to be like, I'm going to fuck you until your head pops off.
He might.
If he's mad at you. Why is he mad at you?
I don't know.
I think the Hulk would really fuck you hard.
That's scary.
Yeah.
I would have sex with David Banner. David Banner.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? The other, the Jekyll to the Hulk.
Sure, yeah.
Bruce Banner.
Mm-hmm. Bruce.
But the Hulk, but his dick is big. Big and green.
Yeah, big green dick. For sure it doesn't fit. And I don't think you can make it fit. I think it just splits you in half. I think you just die right then.
But hold on. Do I have am I having sex with the Lou Ferrigno Hulk, the television character Hulk,
yeah.
or the movie,
oh, right.
the
and
CGI
Lou Ferrigno
Hulk?
Has sex. No, you can't have sex with that guy.
This guy's, wait, look, he's yeah. under the chair.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't fuck that. There's no way.
There's no way you could have sex with the Hulk.
But you could have sex with Lou Ferrigno.
Look at the Hulk getting butt fucked. I don't like that. Goodness gracious.
He is? Oh, yeah. Oof.
Whoa. Yeah, he's got a big green.
Gay Hulk cock. Okay. Yeah, like, look at that. Look at that.
No, it's too much.
Yeah, that's too much.
Can't do that. Although the Hulk is one of my favorite characters.
I know.
I
but
do
Lou
love
Ferrigno,
him.
You could because he's a man.
You could fuck Lou Ferrigno.
Sure you can. He fucked people all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
He probably still does.
He has kids.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. He definitely knows how to fuck.
Yeah. So then can I fuck Lou Ferrigno? Can I do the human version of the Hulk? Hold on. This is a really interesting question now. Do I go?
It's a fantastic question.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is you are wrong thinking that Superman's not going to make the best love to you. He's Superman.
Well, this is that you're saying
you don't think Superman can go dick vibrate now and it just goes like
well, wait a
inside
minute.
Of you.
Well, hold on. You're attributing powers to him. We don't know he's.
Yeah, they're okay. Not allowed to put that in the fucking comic book. He's Superman.
Well, here's what we know he can do, right? He can see through things.
Yeah.
He's right. X-ray vision, heat vision, where he like burns
yeah,
things
he
with
burns
his eyes.
Things, yeah.
He flies.
Yeah. He could fuck you in the sky.
That'd be
how
cool.
How tight would
shit.
That be?
Yeah,
like he starts
like
fucking
that.
You and you're like, are you picking me up? He's like, up, look down. And you're like, are we above the buildings? And he's just fucking holding you in the sky.
You know why I don't like him? It's because of the childhood Superman I grew up with, Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
He was a little fey for me.
Yeah.
A little too all-American. It's
yeah.
not my type. I
yeah.
like a little mystery. He's too squeaky.
Yeah, you're
clean.
More Batman.
I'm darker.
Yeah.
I'm dark-sided.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Hulk's got that angry, tame.
But I
him.
Don't think, I think the Batman is a little more aggro than you are thinking he is.
Hmm.
I mean, he is torn and he might cry and all this shit, but I still think that you're going to get some bat pounds in there where it's like, it's going to get dark. It is going to get dark where he's
right.
like, yeah, he's going to.
Too emotional.
Yeah, he's going to yeah. be like, eat out of the toilet or something. And you're going to
yeah.
be like, what?
This is a good question then. So which of the superheroes will be the most mentally stable.
Well, I'm sure the audience will weigh in on this one. They know who can fuck. There'll be some good theories.
What other superheroes are
Flash
there?
Flash comes way too fast, for sure.
No, I wouldn't do Flash.
Yeah.
No. I'm not interested in...
There's so many. Iron Man?
Iron Man's dope. Iron Man, because he's a human. He's
he
like,
is.
He's a human with like toys.
But
that's cool.
Here's the thing. Iron Man, billionaire. Multi-billionaire.
Yeah.
Billionaires are used to just getting everything brought to them taken care of.
Right.
Maybe not a lot of effort from Iron Man.
You know what I mean? He's lazy. He's a lazy lion.
Of course.
That's true.
Everybody's serving him all day.
That's true.
Which you can make the case for Batman, too, because he's also a billionaire.
He's a billionaire, but he's got that butler that he's friends with. So I feel like he's capable of...
The butler taught him how to fuck?
The butler taught him how to fuck. You didn't know that about Jeeves?
Morgan Freeman was like, you gotta tickle the assholes. And he's like, what? Mr. Wayne.
But here's the deal, man, is
you
that...
You touch the asshole
okay,
like
okay.
this.
Vicki Vale was with Batman for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And Superman had Lois Lane.
Mm-hmm.
So they're capable of relationships.
Yeah, they are. I'm just talking about who's best in bed.
I know. But who would you fuck? Okay, hold on. Wonder Woman. Now, hold on. Oh, here's God. The deal. Here's a problem with Wonder
that
Woman.
That Wonder Pussy's got to be unbelievable.
But she's from the island of Lesbos. They don't like guys.
Because she hadn't been with me yet.
She's from Czech Island.
Yeah.
Diana, right? That's her name. Okay, so what other lady superheroes?
I think she's a stinky box because she always has that like tight leather thing.
Can I tell you something? I don't think that outfit's very porous.
That's what I'm thinking too.
I think so. She could lasso your dick.
I think she takes it off and you're like, whew.
Yeah. And she's very athletic. She's always running and jumping and doing stuff.
Sweaty.
Stinky box.
Stinky box.
Definitely.
I think you still go down. It's Wonder Woman.
It is Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
You think her vaginal juices cure your eczema and all your stuff? You're like, oh my God, Wonder Woman.
I come up and I have a long hair head of hair. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I grew
your teeth
hair.
Teeth are super clean and white.
Like, it's my puss.
It's my pussy juices. That'd be rad.
Yeah.
Oh, what about Storm? I like Storm. She's cool. She's an X-Man. X-Men.
I don't even know who that is.
It was from the X-Men. There's so many X-Men.
Yeah, that's really blew
up. Batgirl's kind of dope.
Oh, wait a minute.
Dude, you know who you
should
play?
What about Catwoman?
Catwoman's the shit.
She's a pussy in
the
pussy.
She's the best.
Yeah.
No, Catwoman's gorgeous.
I know. And in this latest one, isn't that what she's playing? Is Zoe playing Catwoman?
Yeah.
She's so hot.
Who's playing Catwoman?
Zoe
Kravitz.
Kravitz,
the most beautiful woman
she
on the planet.
She is so gorgeous.
Wait. May I? Okay, I agree with you.
Fucking
I think
A, man.
Zoe is stunning. I mean, her parents are the two most attractive people on the planet.
I know. Lenny Kravitz and what's her name?
Lenny Kravitz and Lisa Bonet.
Lisa Bonet.
Created this perfect human.
Oh, my God.
She's the perfect human. No, I know. She's ridiculous. And then, hold on. But what about.
She's fucking Channing Tatum.
Of course she is.
Yeah.
You know who I like, though?
Hmm.
And you might like her. Because she's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The Riddler's girlfriend. Come on. They have two or three. It's with the blonde chick. Guys, you're supposed to know this stuff. You guys are 5 years old. No.
Who are they talking about?
What? The blonde girl that played in I, Tanya. The very famous.
Margot Robbie.
Exactly. What's Margot Robbie?
Oh, she's in the Suicide Squad. Oh. Sold.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew you like.
Oh, Harley Quinn. Yeah.
And she's crazy. And
is she a superhero though?
She's villain, a super villain. I guess you would say.
Done. Yeah. Sign me up.
I knew you like Margot Robbie.
Yeah. Margot Robbie can get it.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, and also her with like mental problems.
Yeah.
Being that hot, it's like.
Yeah, she's probably great.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean,
for sure you can't keep up with her. Like her demands in bed, I'm saying. Yeah. Starts fun and then like after an hour you're like, "Hey, you want to get something to eat?" And she's like, "Huh?" And you're like, "What do you want to do?" She's like, "Get your dick out, get it ready again." You're like, "I can't."
Yeah. That's nice. Thank you for sharing.
I already came 3 times. I'm scared. And she's like, "I'm going to use this fucking sledgehammer on your dick right now." You start crying and then you still get hard. Look at her fucking face. Look, she's like a crazy bitch right there.
Mm-hmm. No, I think she's my fave right now. I like Harley Quinn, but I do like Catwoman's probably arguably the most sexual,
beautiful. But
here's
the thing. Yeah, it's like that's like the elegant sexuality, and this is like
crazy.
You know, go to jail.
Crazy fun girl. Yeah. See, this is interesting because male superheroes aren't built for fucking, but the female superheroes are built for fucking.
Interesting. But
what's that all about?
But in their uniform, whatever, they look like they're built for fucking.
Who, the men?
Yeah, like Batman.
Batman's built for fucking.
He looks like he's fucking Diesel.
Yeah.
You see the six pack and he's
love
like,
it. Hot.
Yeah. And a Superman also.
He looks like a ballet dancer. He's wearing a fucking leotard and a cape. It's super gay. It's not hot. Go ahead and bring up Superman. Like, he looks, he dresses like a little boy. It's not.
Who's the latest Superman? They haven't made a Superman movie in years.
See, like, he's, oh,
Henry
this,
Cavill.
This guy's gorgeous. Harry Cavill. Cavill. Yeah. Holy shit. You want to see perfect?
Yeah.
Henry Cavill. He played in. He
but
was
you're saying
in,
it wrong.
Cavill.
Henry.
Okay. Henry Cavill.
Yeah. He played what?
He was in one of my English dramas that I love.
Yeah.
He's really good looking.
Yeah. And body. He's jacked. Too.
Perfection.
Yeah.
Yeah. He, this guy could bang me. I take it all back.
There you go.
Forget about if this guy is Superman.
This is every woman's current.
The guy's perfect.
Current. Yeah.
And you know what I like about him is that he can give it to you and then he'll do push-ups. And he's like, he's not American. He's English.
Wait, I'm sorry. He can give it to you and then do push-ups?
Yeah, like he'll be like, how many? She, first of all, he's British. He'll be like, how many push-ups do you think I can do, mate? And I'll be like, I don't know, Henry. Why don't you tell me? And he's like, all right, watch this then. And then he like plunks down naked and then you just like watch him do push-ups.
It's probably,
he's that guy.
I'd watch him do push-ups naked.
I know.
Yeah.
And you're like, do 10 more. Okay. And then he does them.
Is he Aussie now?
Shit, did I do that?
Yeah, you kind
of
did.
Sorry, I fell out of it.
Oh, yeah. Let's see, Henry.
Let's see. Cavill. Cavill?
Okay.
Yeah. What a pig. Yeah, this guy.
This guy.
A loser, am I right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, he's kind of perfect.
What's this guy's life like?
Just fitness.
That Jesus is true. Christ. It has got to be like a lot of
That's
fitness.
All he's doing is working out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the face. He's got that classic movie star.
Yeah, movie star look.
Like,
you think,
wow.
Look at where she's resting her hand. She's like, hold on. Let me hold on to your abs. right?
Like that, I'm going to blow away.
Do you think he fucks, though, in real life?
That's the thing is I've never been with a guy that looks at like.
Oh, no, it's rhetorical. I could answer it.
Oh.
He fucks a lot.
Oh, no. I thought you meant, does he fuck well?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I don't know. I've never been with like. That guy is.
Well, here's what's nice. Look, hit the
Jesus
picture below
Christ.
To the right there.
He's not even real.
That means that between between shooting things,
that's
he takes it easy
like.
And lives life
yeah,
a little bit,
nice.
Right? Like he's probably on vacation.
Yeah.
He's not as jacked there. And then they're like, hey, the movie starts in 3 months. And he's like, fuck. Because I heard that about Matt Damon, right? That like, he's like between movies. Like when he's got a break, he's like, I eat and fuck. And then they're like, hey, man, this movie's coming up. And he's like, fuck. And he just like starts to diet.
Well, that's why Kelly Ripa eats one chocolate covered almond a day because she has to stay TV ready, she said, every day.
Henry Cavill dehydrates himself for those scenes. Yeah.
Now, is he married or do you think he's gay?
Fuck no, he's not married. This guy is out crushing box all day. Yeah.
You never hear any gossip about him, though.
That's true.
Wife.
Oh, is he?
Idiot.
Wait. That's just a picture of him with someone. That doesn't mean that that's... Is he...
I hope he's straight. I hate when they're gay, because then you're like...
Yeah, that face
is
something, man.
Yeah, I want him to pretend that he's one day. Like, when
personal
you die,
okay,
I'll
on.
Go to Britain.
British, English,
him.
Born... Channel resides in South in London. He was engaged. They call that was years ago.
Ellen Whittaker.
He started practicing jujitsu. He's been an avid PC gamer.
No, oh, that's a turnoff for me. I don't want that at all.
Yeah,
I'd be like, when you play video games like a kid.
He was also named the total worst. And okay, there's nothing else about women there.
See, he keeps a very tight lid on his personal life. Smart.
Yeah.
He's a profesh.
That means
he's gay.
And for he's dating Natalie Viscuso? I don't know who that is. Who is that? Do we know?
I'm sure she's hot.
Ah, and I bet she's a pig. Is that her right there?
Oh my God.
Damn, how old is she?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. This might be the downfall of Henry Cavill. Is that maybe he's into
Let's see.
Young chicks, dude.
Yeah, that's all right. Just there's a fucking limit, but you can have young chicks. Just
32.
Okay. Oh, that's fine.
She's just got Let's that see, filter.
Is she
on
an
that.
Actress?
This is American TV personality.
Oh, so like a host or something.
Something like that.
Damn, more like a
get
dick
pull up
host.
An image of her, or another one. Sorry. See what she this young lady looks like. I want to see what?
Yeah. Let's see what good looking people.
Yeah.
These two fit together. Oh my God.
She's very pretty.
This is like the Zoe Kravitz if these two make a baby.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
It is rare though where you see an attractive woman and you're like, yeah, but he's fucking even hotter.
I know. Like
you know what I mean? You're like, this guy's fucking.
I know. I tell you, in my recent memory, the only couple I could see as totally equal was Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt.
Oh, right. That's like
I'm sorry, your best friend, your BFF?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brattles, what are you calling him?
BP, yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think of equal.
You know who I met in person who's also like striking handsome? It's because you don't actually meet men. And I'm not saying there's millions of good looking men. I'm saying where you're like, Jesus Christ, man. I met John Hamm in person.
Yeah.
And he's like a striking good looking guy, you know, like he has like leading man looks where you're like, wow, kind of like makes you step back, you know?
Yeah.
Like him.
Yeah. He's very masculine. Yeah. Traditionally handsome.
And he's got the full head of hair. That's like,
can I tell you something?
What?
Doesn't do it for me.
I'm sure he's devastated.
He doesn't. Do you think he's watching this right now? And he's like, so bummed. He's like, what? God, Christine's not into me. I don't know what it is, though. I find him too American generic. I think
is
that's
that
what
a
it
real
is.
Article that says ordered to wear underwear? Is that for real? That's hilarious. Ordered to wear, I mean, this is probably an old article, but is that? It's from 2013. It's years ago. According to reports, the actor who plays under is apparently a fan of going commando, but Mad Men bosses have asked him to put on underwear to remain true to how, men dress in the 60s. Okay. That's hilarious. If they're like, dude, come on.
Put your dick away.
Put your dick
Wardrobe
away.
Wardrobe is demanding. Well, that's like Bert. He doesn't wear any, right? Isn't he always
with
denim rubbing on his dong? That can't be good.
He also is like, I'm naked on the bus a lot. And like, I just like do it. And like, you know, nobody cares. I'm like, you've asked people? He's like, no. And I'm
like, they care.
You are their boss, you know. He's like, oh. I'm like, yeah, you can't just be like naked around employees, right? And he's like, oh, I mean. I was like, do you force them to see you? He's like, I guess. I'm like, yeah, you probably shouldn't do that.
Ugh.
He's like, all right, let's talk about something else.
May I take a piss real quick?
Yeah, sure.
I got to go pee-pee, okay?
Okay.
I'll be right back. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
And we're back.
Let's fucking lick that pussy to pieces.
All right.
You're thinking about Henry Cavill again.
God. I wonder if he's good at it.
Doesn't even have to be.
Right.
Just look at him. I don't care.
You think so?
I would just look at him. I'd be like, just sit there.
Just sit there. And he's just like.
It's superhuman. It's not normal to be that attractive.
I know.
There's like nothing wrong with him at all. Physically, I mean,
who
knows emotionally what mess that is, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's, right? Like, wouldn't you be intimidated to have sex with Margot Robbie at the end of the day, you wouldn't, let's be real here. You wouldn't be like, oh my God, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Jeez.
Well, wow. I don't think so with her as the example.
Oh, she doesn't.
No,
she's
I think
not.
She's very attractive.
Right.
But like, I do understand what you're saying when you go like, this person's like too
attractive.
Much. I think he's a good example for a man. I think there's a different example for a woman.
Who's
probably.
Who's too attractive?
That's what I'm trying to think. It's got to be like somebody that looks like they're spit out of a machine with their level of attraction, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there used to be like, I'm trying to think back in the day, like there were like supermodels like that where you'd be like,
well,
Jesus.
Now everybody's a model and now there's Down syndrome models. So are you counting the Down syndrome model too? And you're being inclusive, right?
Nah, she doesn't do anything for me.
Pam Anderson?
There was never a thing for me.
No, she's kind of trashy, but I liked her. I wish I could look like her.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Somebody, you know who over there on the right? I feel like...
Claudia Schiffer?
Linda Evangelista?
Loved Linda. Right? Oh, I love Linda.
Like in person, I bet you're probably like, whoa.
Stunning. Christy Turlington?
In person too, I'm sure. Linda Evangelista and Christy Turlington in the 90s. I would probably feel like what you're describing. I don't know somebody today to know who is like that. But I think back then I would have been like,
I know, because now models are whatever you want them to be. They're not super.
Yeah.
They're,
like, she's had like a big thing now. She had a bad plastic surgery. But like,
yeah, poor woman.
Yeah, that face, I'm sure in person, it just.
Gorgeous.
Right? Like you meet that, you'd be
flawless.
Like, hello.
Stunning.
Yeah, that would probably be a thing. And Christy Turlington. Is I think still looks like that.
She still does,
which is really crazy.
Because
she has like such a unique, like a you know, I mean that woman is like I don't know 50s or something,
late 50s,
right?
Yeah.
But her, in at the height of her modeling fame,
gorgeous.
Good God, yeah.
Which stunning. Just goes to show this is genetic gift. I mean, they have minimal work done.
Yeah.
They're smart, but that's it. That's her gift.
Yeah.
So, would you like me to do some follow-ups?
Follow-ups, sure. Yeah, sure.
So many things to get into. So many topics. Would you like to hear about public pools? The babbling Irishman?
I mean, just pick one.
Margaritaville? Is there anything that... I mean, it's just, I'm just trying to go with where you want to go.
Oh, okay. What do you got first?
Okay, I'm a psych student. Studying to be a clinical psychologist, and I've always been fascinated by the fabled Killarney babbler.
Yeah.
Recently in class, we learned of a brain disorder that affects long-term alcoholics. And my mommy Tingle instantly notified me that this unintelligible Irish geezer was exactly what my professor was describing. Wernicke Korsakoff syndrome is caused when excessive drinking prevents the body from uptaking thiamine, an essential nutrient for brain health. This disorder affects several areas of the brain and results in confusion, loss of coordination, unintelligible speech, and exaggerated storytelling. Boy, do I have the perfect cool guy to write my next paper on.
Yeah, Bert.
Okay.
I love how they cite that the drinking... also leads to exaggeration in stories, just like what Bird is known for.
Distorted sense of reality. Margaritaville. Hi, Hitlers. There's actually a worse fate than having to drink at Margaritaville. Not only are there resorts, there are retirement communities centered
what?
On that lifestyle. The New Yorker did an article on it. When you reach 55, you're eligible to retire in Latitude Margaritaville in Daytona. Can't wait. You guys are the best. Chad can go fuck himself.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
Jeez. Wow. Team Chris there. This is
okay.
55 and you can retire in Margaritaville, babe.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
What a nightmare. God, it sounds like we know where Bert's going to be though.
Oh yeah.
Should we buy him a plot or whatever it is already?
He'll probably just get a house. He's too successful. He'll get like a house next door to it.
Like, just so he can wander over.
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
Yeah. He's so high functioning for having that disease.
Yes. This is in relation to your hostage situation that you brought up.
Ah, the four layers. Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Would you like to recap for the listeners
who
missed out?
Well, if you missed it, you know, there's a very real possibility that if you're in the Ukraine right now, you could be kept held hostage somewhere and in a building. And if you want to graduate out, be released from the building, you have to have anal sex with 7 men who have progressively larger penises. You can choose whichever order you want to receive those penises in, small to big, big to small, mix it up, mm-hmm. variety pack. Mm-hmm. Then you go to the second floor where there's 7 women that are variously, various levels of attraction.
Of model.
Yeah. So you have some really undesirables up to like a supermodel. And you have to make them all bagak with either your mouth or your dong. And then you go to a Chili's restaurant. That's on the third floor.
I like that Chili's is the third stage.
And you get to kind of rehydrate and replenish yourself, fuel up.
With some poppers.
Yep. And jalapenos. There's also like some really nice people, good staff, social environment, really well trained. And you can have multiple meals there while you recuperate. And then you go to the fourth floor that has 60 of the 75 greatest players in NBA history. And you have to make them all ejaculate with your giving blowjobs. You have to give mm-hmm. blowjobs. And that's everybody from like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Jordan, Jerry West, LeBron, like so on and so forth. 15 are dead and you don't have to do it to them. But the 60 that are alive, you have to,
my goodness.
To do it to. So, yeah, it's a long, and then you get released, which is cool.
And then you get released.
From being held hostage, yeah.
But you're severely traumatized and you're full of Chili's.
Yeah, yeah.
So this person, and this is an interesting point, Tom. What's going on?
Reference an email. Okay. Oh, I got it. Oh, yeah, I didn't realize I had photos here. So you can...
this is the final layer, stage 4.
This is stage 4 here. And yeah, you can also, you can imagine that stage 3 is pretty cool.
And that's Chili's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And this is really interesting. This listener writing in really hit on something I too was thinking about. Been doing a lot of thinking about Tom's 4 stages of freedom. Mm. And I've come to the conclusion I'm living in the Chili's for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you don't have to leave.
Yeah. And he writes, I don't think this option was examined enough on the segment. And I agree. Looking back, I thought, gosh, we never explored Chili's. Well, here's his further dissertation.
Yeah.
You know, number one, you never have to worry about money ever again. You've got your lodging, your food, et cetera.
You're sleeping in the Chili's, though.
Well, this would be my problem, is sleeping on the booth.
It's not that comfortable.
It's not ideal.
But you'd adapt.
You would.
Probably.
You get, it's like a...
You'd probably find a booth that had like the right fit for you, and you could curl up on it.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
May I push together 2 booths to create one big bed?
After hours, sure. After hours. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'd have to restore it.
In the morning, they're going to be like, just put everything back.
Okay. Yeah. Can I have one booth all to myself, like my home? Like I put my toiletries under the table.
I don't think so.
Do my makeup.
No. I mean, this is a Chili's as popular as people in and out. They got,
what about in the bathroom? May I set up a vanity for myself, like maybe a toothbrush?
I mean,
where do I keep my toothbrush and stuff?
Yeah, you're going to have to get like a locker, probably with the staff.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but I mean, customers always take priority, you know what I mean?
So I always have to be shifting around, moving around.
Yeah,
gosh.
I mean, it's not like, you know, they still want you to go to the fourth floor, you know?
But the good thing is, like, you know when the traffic is coming into Chili's, right? Like, you probably have your lunch. It probably opens for lunch, right? There's no breakfast at Chili's. So you've got your lunch crowd, you've got your early dinner rush, and then you've got the late dinner rush.
Yeah.
So like in between those times, I could probably get some relaxation in. I could take over a booth, do some writing, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 2, there are other people there. So you have human interaction, hanging with the bros at the bar, making lifelong friends. It's no Margaritaville, but I'll take it. Might even be able to pick a babe up at the bar and get laid in a Chili's bathroom. Worst case scenario, you J your D in the bathroom.
Yeah. But you're staying there forever.
Forever. That's what I'm saying. Like, so you have to like, find a way.
You have to decide whether it's worth staying in Chili's forever or all you got to do is blow 60 guys and you go home.
Yeah, I would still blow. Like, this guy is making a good argument, but it's not compelling enough to keep me at Chili's for the rest of
my life. Now, I got to tell you, that fourth floor is hell. I mean, that is a lot of work. And it's ungrateful, too. They're superstars.
Yeah.
They're Hall of Famers. They're not going to be like, really, you know,
thank you.
Thank you so. No.
They're going to be punishing.
They're going to be like, you ain't shit. Like, yeah.
like how they get talked to by their coaches and stuff.
They're going to fucking demean you.
They just demolish my mouth. And...
Oh, yeah. You're going to need like major dental surgery and work when it's done.
And then I have to use my mouth. I can't just offer up my.
No, which would be way easier.
That's, just to give him my meow and be like, dude, yeah.
Oh, yeah, just finish. Yeah.
I take some fentanyl and just check out.
Nope.
I can't. I have to do it sober?
Yeah.
What if I get drunk?
No, you can do sober, but it's mouth only. You can't use your mouth. That's why it's really.
So if I'll get hammered. Here's what I'll do then. I'll get fucking ripped at Chili's, like ripped, faded, black out, and then do all 60, just bang, bang.
Can I tell you what I think would be the worst part of level 4? You get to like your 47th dick, and you're like, I think I'm done. You're like, I can't do 13 more of these, you know?
Yeah.
And like in the 13 that are left are all like the senior citizens, and they're like, and they just kind of look at you and you're like, there's no way.
I can't choose the order. I can't.
Oh yeah, you can. I'm saying in that scenario, I was just imagining you'd left the old guys last and you're like, fuck.
And hold on. Do I have to swallow all of their loads?
No. But
well, this is way easier.
Okay. They do finish in your mouth.
That's fine. I spit it out. Here's the thing, though. And here's the good news, Tom, because you don't know this because you don't give BJs.
Mm-hmm.
Your mouth gets numb after a while. And after guy number 5, won't even feel anything, won't taste anything.
I'm telling you, with the size of these D's, it's going to be numb real quick.
Number 3.
You're going to be like, ah.
Okay. Number 3. This guy, right? This is the best. It's one of the best chain restaurants with a large menu. Also, they have TVs too for entertainment, ESPN, sporting events, etc. Could even ask the bartender to change the channel here and there.
Yeah.
I don't have to get skull fucked by 60 of the greatest NBA players ever. No brainer. Keep feathering it, Bobby.
Well, Bobby, it's, you know, really good point, but I'd like to remind you, this isn't like a long weekend. We're talking about the end of your life is at Chili's. I'd rather go home.
Can I have visitors? Can my family visit me at Chili's?
At Chili's?
Can you and the kids come by? Like, can we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner together as a family? I have to be alone at Chili's?
Yeah, I think so.
No!
You're a hostage. You don't have fucking visitation rights. We're all just waiting on the other side of this booth being like, can you just blow those 60 guys?
Mommy, just blow the guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is everybody not coming home?
Everybody misses you.
Mom hasn't blown all 60 of them.
Yeah, mom won't do any work. So once mommy decides to go to work, she'll come home.
I think it's my fault. I'm so selfish, lazy bitch.
Yeah.
This is a follow-up. You showed a talk on a recent episode with a woman with shark teeth.
Yeah.
This is a genetic condition called hyperdontia. It is evidently recessive. Oof. My sister and father had it. I did not. My daughter did. She had 4 sets of the front 4 upper teeth. She required multiple oral surgeries and braces for about 7 years. My sister had 1 surgery and somehow her adult teeth came in perfectly.
Wow.
She is now 55 and does not have 1 single filling or cavity. The poor woman should have had dental care as a kid when her adult teeth started coming in. Many of the extra teeth are misshapen. Keep them high and tight. And I'm coming up in May.
What's it called again?
Hyperdontia.
Hyperdontia.
Dontia, I'm guessing, like don't, you know?
Okay.
Like orthodontist, hyperorthodontist.
Wow. Yeah, I'd never, I mean, that is wild. It's like just so many extra teeth.
So many extra teeth.
Never seen anything like it.
Dang, look at all those chomps. Yikes. That's got to be real painful to get rid of, too. Poor kid.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Fuck. Fuck, it's a lot of teeth, huh?
Guys, let's get serious for a moment, okay?
Okay.
Please.
Hey everybody, Garth Brooks.
And Trisha Yearwood.
And we're proud to say, we stand with Ukraine, especially the refugees.
There's a global initiative, and of course, supplies and aid is already spread thin. And this is where you come in. We need your help. We need you to donate.
Yeah, I mean, we always ask for love and prayers. Please keep doing that. But we're also going to ask you, dig in your pockets. be part of the greatest global relief plan mankind has ever seen.
Everybody deserves dignity. Everybody deserves a roof over their head to feel safe. You can be a part of that.
Yeah, amen. So join us, won't you? Stand up for love.
Stand up for mankind.
Stand up for Ukraine.
What was that thing at the end there? What was that? She goes, stand up for him. He goes, it's like almost they were like, show emotion. That was so
that
weird.
That was weird.
Well, weird as fuck.
And like also, you know what he could do?
Hmm.
One big ass stadium show.
Yeah, donate that.
And donate all of it instead of asking your fans to give more money.
Put me on restriction again. Yeah, go to Instagram. I'll show you.
Did?
Yeah.
The nerve of this guy.
I mean, at least that. So they make, sometimes they make it, I don't know how it all works, but there are, so there's a restriction where you can't see any activity and there's a restriction where nobody else can. If you go to like, see that AT&T one there in the middle? Cause like I see different things from mine. Okay. Let's see if I commented here.
Destroyed. Different.
Nothing there.
No.
Not from you, no.
Oh. G is a queen above 18. Show me that you like me.
Yeah, there's always great comments.
I stand with Ukraine. Babe, can we say it together at the same time, too, like they do?
He said, first of all, especially the refugees. Like, no shit. Who else would we be talking about?
I know. It's so bizarre.
Oh, fucking weirdo.
That was so bizarre. He really, really forces this authenticity crap. We always love your thoughts and prayers. Those are always welcome to you. Thank you for your thoughts and prayers.
Keep doing those, you guys.
Shut up.
Yeah, I commented, and I got to comment on like a post a few minutes later, and then I went back to it later, and it was up, but there was zero likes. I was like, oh, he put me in jail again. Yeah.
You're in Garth Brooks jail.
Yeah. Because I was like,
so that's like a polite way of doing it. So you get to see your comment, but nobody else does.
Right, that's a type of restriction. I don't know what it is.
Why doesn't he just ban you altogether? That's very passive aggressive.
I don't know. Yeah.
Back to Facebook. Does this mean we have to go back to Facebook now?
No, it means that this Instagram campaign is going to heat up is what it means.
I mean,
I remember what my comment was, too. It was, let's say there was a camera and let's say it was on the other side of a fence. Would you touch it?
To help Ukraine.
And he fucking, did somebody write, I hate Ukraine? Is that what I saw? Oh, much love, no hate. Okay.
Wait, can we watch this again? I have to see it.
It's weird as fuck.
It's so weird. Yeah, yeah. And like, first of all, when people are like, I'm Garth Brooks, I'm Trisha Yearwood. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. We're on your fucking page. We know who you are.
He goes, God, especially the refugees. And then at the end, she's like, stand, he made, he goes, ah! Like his reaction didn't make sense.
Not at
all. Hey, everybody, Garth Brooks.
And Trisha Yearwood.
And we're proud to say, we stand with Ukraine, especially the refugees.
Oh, there's a global initiative, and of course, supplies and aid is already spread thin. And this is where you come in. We need your help. We need you to donate.
Yeah, I mean, we always ask for love and prayers.
Yeah.
Please keep doing
keep
that.
Those up.
We're also going to ask you, dig in your pockets. Be part of the greatest relief plan mankind has ever seen.
Everybody deserves dignity. Everybody deserves a roof over their head to feel safe. You can be a part of that.
Yeah, amen. So join us,
amen.
Won't you? Stand up for love.
Amen.
Stand up for mankind.
Stand up for Ukraine.
Yeah, what was that?
Stand up for mankind. Stand up for Ukraine. What? That is so weird.
It
man.
Is. And here's the thing. So Trisha, she seems very authentic and rooted and grounded. And then he's totally performing the part of an authentic person. It's so weird.
It is like performing the part. It is.
Yeah.
I think too that, I think part of what goes on in his head is if somebody is doing something like that sincere, he's like, I have to be more than that.
More sincere.
So like if somebody is like, we're standing up, you know, we're raising funds for the Ukraine. He's like, well, that seems here. So how do you do that more? How do you deliver that person's message, but let people know you care more than the person that just said, let's raise funds for the Ukraine, you know? So he then he's like,
it's so weird.
Dig deep.
Well, and when she's talking,
you know who I feel bad for? The babies.
Oh, oh God.
Especially stop the babies. It.
And when she's talking, he has to look at her and do the whole, it's so fucking
it's
forced.
A performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. She does it like a person and he does it like a robot, like a programmed robot.
And again, like if you really give a shit for these Ukrainian refugees, guess what? One show will donate.
Yeah.
Or we did a shirt.
Yeah.
Donate all the money. Like do something.
Yeah.
Don't just ask people to give you money, asshole.
You can
I don't
know.
It seems weird.
You can donate your...
You can donate too. He's how many gajillions?
Yeah. Hundreds. Hundreds of millions. Yeah. Multiple hundreds, yeah.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, you're right. But do a big-ass stadium show for...
Do one big-ass stadium show.
One big-ass show for the Ukraine, for the refugees.
Yeah, if you're this heartbroken.
Bing, bong, 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 bong.
Like, I got friends.
I got friends in Ukraine, especially the refugees. Yeah.
Babies
look
on
at that.
Fire.
Look at that net worth.
What is
400
it?
Big
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, you could give up some of your 400 million.
Sure.
Maybe to
why not?
Maybe.
But you could also send those thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Those mean a lot too. Oh. God. You know, I live in Kiev and Garth Brooks didn't send money, but I felt his prayer. Thank you, Garth. You saved my life with your thoughts.
My grandmother's building is bombed, but thank you, God.
Unrestrict me, fuckface.
Kiev.
Yeah.
Why isn't he writing a song for Kiev and for Ukraine? That's what I'm waiting for, is the Garth song.
Praying super hard right now. He doesn't have time for that. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hey, I have a YMH exclusive.
Oh, hold on. Let me fucking get everything ready to go here.
This is a YMH exclusive.
Okay, so last week I went to get my tits squished to get a mammogram, you know, because they put your titty in a plastic vise.
Yeah.
And then they squish it like a pancake.
Can I ask you real quick, is it hot when that happens? Like, is it a turn on? Is it like Henry Cavill is there?
I wish Henry Cavill did my breast exam.
You did?
That would be so much better.
Yeah.
I go twice a year. No, it's just like...
You'd be like, hey, why are your fingers in my panties? I thought I was like, putting my tits on this
No, thing. I should be like, I think we should x-ray my vagina.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And he's like...
Yeah, that would be so cool. So I was getting my mommygram, and I made friends with the lady that does it, and she's like, I've been doing this for 20 years. I go, you have? Are my big sloppy tits the biggest that you've ever seen? And she goes, oh my, no. Oh, heavens no. She goes, girl, you're on the smaller end compared to what I've seen. I go, what are you talking about? She goes, so there's like a plate, right? Like you put your titty on the plate. She goes, I've smushed breasts. That's what I say. I've examined women whose breast takes up the entire surface of this plastic plate. And she's like, usually it's the older women, the 80-year-olds or really obese women, like really fatzos come in with their big.
Well, you've seen women in public whose tits look like fucking boulders, right?
Yeah.
Like, Big ladies, real big ones.
Yeah, so mine took up like a normal amount of that area, that smush, the film plate. She's like, it cover the whole. I've had it to where she goes, I have to do it in sections. I can only do a quarter of the breast at a time.
What?
Uh-huh. So she's like, you're like tiny compared to
is
the
there
tits
like a,
I've seen.
Is there like, do they kiss you when it
I
happens?
I wish. See, would they give you this stupid robe that's this gown that's open? And then the lady comes and she scoops your boob, puts it on the plate. And I was like, why am I wearing this robe? Like, what false modesty? And I just took it all off because I'm like, oh, to cover the one tit that's not in the.
Yeah.
I'm like, grow up. Be an adult. I'm like, you've seen tits all day. This is nothing.
Do they lick it or anything?
She did give it a lick. I thought that was weird. She's like, I want to see these perky. And I'm like, okay. She's
like, this is mandatory for all titties, right?
Yeah, once you get to a certain age.
Yeah.
You gotta do it.
They're like, we're gonna suck on your tits while you're here.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Nice.
Free tit sucks while you wait. Yeah. No, and nobody's hot in there, and it's kind of a bummer.
That's too bad. Because I'll tell you this. When I had my colonoscopy and when I have my testicles examined by a physician,
yeah,
it is fucking hard dick city.
Really?
Yeah.
What part do you like the best?
Just the way they touch you, and then like usually it just you, they end up taking their dick out, and like it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Super cool.
Yeah. It's a very sexual thing.
Bet.
Yeah.
Bet. Especially the colonoscopy.
Oh, the colonoscopy. They're like, we're going to put you out and we're going to do what we want with you. And you're like, whatever. Yeah. Pass out.
You wake up. There's a ton of lube. Is there a lube in your beehole when you wake up?
Yeah. They clean you up.
Do you fart it out all day?
You don't fart out the lube. You fart out air. A lot of air.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have some good farts usually.
I would rather die of colon cancer than have that done to me every year.
I don't think you would. I think you want to rethink that statement.
Nope. I still stand by.
Okay.
Ukraine.
All right.
I hate all the stuff they torture you with. It's terrible.
Yeah. Guess what I'm going to do?
What?
So, like 2 years ago, I wrote this one short film that I wanted to make. And I was kind of gearing up for it. And there's always, you know, you can always find a reason to not do something. You know what I mean? To, yes. You're like, well, it's, I got to make sure I got these actors and the location. I don't know, you know, and you kind of put it off. Then like a little bit of time goes by and then you kind of think about it again. Maybe I'll do this other one. I wrote another one that I wanted to do. And then I was kind of gearing up to do it in 2020 when the pandy hit. And it was like, you know, you couldn't do anything. And I started, and I wrote another one. And these are things that, like, you know, they're like just stories that I've always, you know, I liked writing these shorts. So I call up my friend Rami. We're talking about maybe doing one. And then I got the idea. I go, look, I have this window of time during this tour that's very limited. And instead of shooting one, we're shooting all three.
Mm.
And the idea will be that we will make this be like my own episode of television.
That's nice.
That I have no notes on. It's exactly what I want to make. And I can't announce the cast yet, but I have like some real talent in this thing.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So paying for it myself, flying out there.
Good.
Shooting it. And I don't know where it'll end up. It, you know, it could end up on the YMH Studios thing, or it would be like a whole day, like premiere for us. Could end up somewhere else, but we're doing it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I think what we've learned through the pandy and doing this show and podcasting in general is that notes suck.
Yeah.
And you don't realize that. When you get hired by a network or you're on television, you're so restricted in what you can say and do and how you can act and what you can say when you're not filming the show even.
Do you know how many notes of value I've received over the years? I mean, honestly, I'm talking about collectively. Stand-up, television, screenwriting, and book writing. I would say I got really good notes from my publisher who I wrote the book with, Suzanne O'Neill. She actually, I would read her notes and be like, these are fucking good notes. And that's a crazy feeling to have. In television, you know, the multiple pilots and things I've been a part of, I've probably thought that one out of like eight of them were good, like regularly good notes. Screenwriting, pretty much the same. And in stand-up, it's very rare to get notes. Like most people's notes are horrible.
Well,
because most people, if they don't do stand-up, you know, you don't even respect their notes.
No, I don't listen to
their thoughts. I'm like, do you do stand up? And they're like, no. I'm like, oh, why don't you eat my fucking asshole? Because
you have no idea.
You have no idea what you're talking about, and you suck, and you're a talentless pile of shit telling me what to do.
I know. Well, the reason notes suck from television networks is because they're selling advertisements.
Yeah, of course. And also, those people, not only that, those people aren't creatives. Like, the best notes you'll get for television writing is from another writer. Right. Somebody who writes.
Right. So I'm saying that the notes often come from the executives who are in the business of selling ads.
Yeah.
So when they look at you on your creative project, they go, oh, it's the Tom and Christina show.
Yeah.
Well, we need to sell ads from General Electric, from whatever, companies, and we can't have them saying these certain things because that'll turn off buyers.
Yeah, hands down.
It's horrible. That's why sitcoms are terrible.
It's so bad. I mean, the idea that anyone now would watch a sitcom, I'm like, what's going on with you? The best stand-up notes I've ever received were from stand-up comics, for sure.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Because it's a pure form. Stand-up comedy is and podcasting now is the last pure form of entertainment.
Free expression.
No one can fucking tell you. I had one legal note in my special. One legal note. I had to change the inflection on a joke. I'm not going to go into what it was about, but that was the one legal note. And they're like, you talk about your children. We need to have them sign release forms so that they don't sue you. And I was like, well, hold on a second. I'm their guardian, so I'm going to sign the form for them saying that they're not going to sue me. How does this make any kind of sense? That won't even hold up in court if they want to sue me a million years later, but whatever.
The notes you get on the funniest ones I ever got was when I did Comedy Central Presents. I don't know if you remember.
They gave you notes on that?
They didn't give me notes. They gave me the legal, what's it called? There's a department.
They have
called.
To clear your
standards
jokes.
And practices.
Yes. And they were like, you cannot. And it was like, it's very matter of fact. That's the funny part. It says your joke about how Indian people smell. It's like, this is not permissible because it implies that they are not it was like a reasoning for it.
Yeah.
They're like, the Puerto Rican stabbing is fine. And it was like, do not say this. And then it would type out racial slurs. Like, these words are fine.
You can't say this, but you can say this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I've never done late night.
Yeah.
Stand up sets on late night television for this exact reason is that you go through rounds and rounds and rounds of notes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I just don't care enough to change the act.
Oh my God. Here's the thing. It is very annoying, but it makes you respect the people who have that skill set of doing like tons of late night spots.
It's a totally different muscle.
It's a skill set.
Yeah.
You know, who's done a bunch of them? Like Chad Daniels.
Yeah.
Tommy John again.
So funny.
I think they've really done like, you know, there's a bunch of comics I'm leaving out, but they can just nail that and like, and shape it. And it's like a killer set and you see it.
It's
and
not
like,
my skill set. I'm terrible. Like, no. It's short TV.
Well, you get accustomed to doing these long sets where you establish kind of everything.
Rapport and tone.
That's why it's like, that's where like the best, like the people who like are joke slingers, like really shine is in those 5-7 minute sets. It's impressive.
Yes, it is, my dream. Well, that's exciting. I can't wait to see it because I know you've been.
I am so excited. I'm investing a ton in it. It's a huge undertaking. It's like essentially we're shooting, feels like a movie, you know, but we're doing it in a really short period of time. But it's like, I mean, the team I have together is nuts.
It's going to be great.
I have people that work like the Marvel people doing
great
prosthetic stuff. I mean, I got like.
But see, this is what television or entertainment should be, where you let talented people, creative people do what they want.
Let the creatives do it. I know.
It's like how it's been such a struggle with traditional television for years for creative people.
Yeah.
Because it's all these hand bindings of like, well, we have to sell ads. And what if we offend people? We're going to lose the. It's like, dude, stop it. Stop making buttered noodles for people.
And I should point something out. It's possible because of you. Like, because.
That's true.
You guys are the ones that actually make this possible because you guys have been so supportive of what we do that it's an encouragement to take this risk. It's a risk, you know, it's like it's a shot. You're going like, I'm going to try to make this thing that hopefully people respond to. You don't know if people are going to respond to it, but like you're only able to take those shots because you have the support of like a fan base around you. So I'm super appreciative of it.
Thank God for the interwebs. It really changed everything.
It did.
It really desuckified entertainment.
And it's put, you know, it's put these twats, these fucking jack off executives who thought they were like, I'll tell people what they get to do. Now you see people just doing what they want. This is an example of it. You see it with specials, right? Where like people, you know, we have to beg to get a special. And then now you see people, they go, oh, I shot my special and it's on YouTube. Yep. And that's actually a brilliant move because then the fan base evolves from that.
And also
you're not asking permission,
but that's right. The buttered noodles approach. This is why radio sucked so bad. It's called buttered noodles. Everybody will eat them. Nobody really loves, maybe one or two guys love eating buttered noodles, but everybody will eat it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Everybody. So now entertainment's like, you don't have to make bland, awful shit that you kind of like, not really.
Oh, yeah.
You can go specific. How many people do you need to like your stuff to have a great living? It doesn't have to be that many.
And like, speaking of radio too, it's not that many,
right?
It's
you just need a few, like 2,000 people need to like your shit and you can sell to them and
there's
that's it.
So many radio shows that have
collapsed
because
thank God.
They also did, they just listened to the ad reps going like, no, you know, here's the thing though. AutoZone needs to run their ad on this thing. So therefore make sure you don't make a joke about this. And you're like,
well,
what?
That and like the formatting of radio, they discovered, I forget what the name of the radio guy is. He discovered that there's formats. Like that's how they got all these different stations, like top 40, classic rock, hip hop. Everything became so gross and systematic and boring. Yeah.
By the way, I forgot to mention that I toured the South last week.
Mm. Dream come true, right? You're gonna change yourself to exclusively touring in the South?
It was the drunkest audiences I've ever performed in front of.
Yeah.
We did two shows at this theater in Pensacola where on the late show, like, it reminded me of late. I think it was Friday. And it was like, there's this thing. And if you like stand up or if you follow stand up, but you know, comedians all know. Second show Friday is supposed to be the most raucous kind of crazy show of the week. It's not always like that. And the reason is that Friday is the end of the work week. And if someone's going to the late show, it means that they're drinking probably from when they got off of work.
Mm-hmm.
So they might have like 4 hours of drinking.
It's
in
Margaritaville.
Them, right? Yeah. So, and you see a lot of comedy club shows fall apart. Theaters are not usually like that. They're just not usually like that. Pensacola was like that.
Oh, God.
It was chaos. At one point, because here's what happens usually in theaters. Somebody says, all right, somebody heckles, says something. You hit them, right? Audience loves it. And like the show goes on. This crowd, it was like, da-da-da, bam. And then this person, and then that person. And then six people here. And then the front row. And that's it. And at one point, you know, I'm doing this dance for 5 minutes. I go, do you guys want me to finish the show? And they were like, yeah. And literally, I start the next sentence. Front row lady goes, well, what about? I go, you got to be fucking kidding me. And then they're like kind of policing her, but the people are hammered. So I'm able to like finish the show. And I was like, that was fucking nuts. When I got to the bus, there's people by the bus going, will you please come back? This show they don't represent all of us. This is just, there's a bunch of rednecks here. And I go, yeah, of course I'll come back. And they're like, really? I go, yeah, of course I'll come back. And then I did, I was also in Daytona Beach. That was actually a really fun show. Tunica was like, I mean, I thought I was performing to 60 people. It was just so flat. You know, you can tell by the voice of God backstage.
Yeah. How
sometimes
it's gonna go.
The lights fade and the place goes like, and you're like, oh, wow, it's going to be nuts. Lights faded there. And I was like, are there people here? And they're like, yeah. They're like, all right. I go, you ready to go? And they're like that. Right. And I go out there. It was fine. You know, we got through it. It was not like Biloxi was a lot of fun. You know what the show of the week was?
Hmm.
Somewhere I'd never been before. I mean, by far, Shreveport, Louisiana.
Oh, wow.
They were like on fire.
Really?
And it was the last show of the week, which
well,
is
then,
always how you
God.
Want a week to end.
Shreveport, I heard someone yell the N-word for the first time in 2008.
That was a nice segue.
Yeah, I go, are you guys stoked? Obama is president. And then some guy yelled out the N, and I was a feature act at the time. So I did not know how to handle it. And I was
you
like,
want to know something funny? When he got elected, I was doing a college gig in the cafeteria of a school in Colorado. And a guy said, he's the N-word. And I was like, what?
Wow.
And I was like, I stopped.
Colorado.
And guess what he did? He repeated it for me.
You're like, just to clarify.
And like everybody in the room was like,
wow, dude.
Keep going.
Yes, and?
Yeah. It was a weird school. It was like a mining school. I forget the name of the school. Mm. And I was like, holy shit. I mean, I'd never
heard that. But it was at the Funny Bone in Shreveport. And what was cool about that Funny Bone is that the showroom is right next door to a bowling alley.
That's a good combo.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's what you want as a stand-up, is to hear balls getting
especially
hit.
Like in a moment where you're setting something up and there's a nice pause and you hear like,
Yeah. It's no longer around, that Funny Bone, thankfully.
Yeah.
But that was really cool.
You think they took the N-word with them?
I hope so. Wow. That's the first time I saw a Bass Pro Shop when I went to Shreveport.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh.
Well, I got to say, though, this show was awesome. Like, really good. Was.
Well, I'm glad you left really, on a positive note. Charlotte was crazy good.
Really?
Yeah. The mommies came out hard, and it was really, really neat. And I worked out a lot of new material.
That's always a good
and
feeling.
And it felt really nice, yeah.
What do I have next? Oh, yeah.
What do you have next?
I got some big shows coming up.
Oh, yeah. You got some big shows? Did I sound like him?
This is really gross.
Oh, ha, ha. He just goes, oh, ha, ha. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Big black.
Yeah, I'm going to come.
Yeah, there he is. Big black cock.
I'm going to come. Oh, get off.
Okay, we should go. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time. Thanks, guys.
Bye, mommies.
Bye.
Big black cocks.
Garth Brooks, kidnap, terror, possible mass murder. Garth Brooks, kidnap, terror. New hostage nightmare. Garth Brooks, kidnap, terror.
A true mummy hit me in the DM. Said he had to beat the knees in. And I've been killing a million to the PM. Where's the bodies? Have you seen them? They're behind the eyes. Blessing in the skies. Notre Dame me live. Lucky to be alive. Run away, don't try. So to show out overnight. Can't tell if I'm a psycho. That's alright. That's alright. I like that. I'm Thriller, I'm hijack, I'm hijacking your night driving. You might not get your wife back. What did I say? What did I say? Don't interrupt me, these studio G. Don't even know who they want me to be. It's official, who fucking with me? Burn everybody 300 degrees. Apparently I'm competing with everything under the sun. If I shake your hand, you better believe you got someone.
Garth Brooks, kidnap, terror. Oh, I'm scared.
I really like that.
Garth Brooks, kidnap, terror. Terrifying. He's a terrifying person. Garth Brooks, kidnap, terror. Violent mass murder. Garth Brooks, kidnap, terror.
Let the conversation begin.
Something like Garth is spreading at the start. Just a regular dude, but double cross me, they be looking for you. I'm down to earth, sing happy birthday to me. I'ma put you in a hearse. I hope it hurts when my records put you 6 feet in the dirt. It's a curse if you lock eyes with me during the verse. Man of my word, then my life on it. Fill the stadium with common folk, even if my heart is cold. Always on peak, like a white summit. Turn the blue collar into red stains. You know how I run it, keep running.
Garth Brooks, kidnap, terror. She looks like she's scared in the photo. Garth Brooks, kidnap, terror.
This is just who I am.